A title appears, Brink. A pair of well-worn inline skates bound together and tied to a backpack sit on the top step of a staircase. A slim blue-eyed teen boy grabs the bag and trots downstairs. In the kitchen, he collides with a woman in business attire. A girl eyes him. He drinks chocolate syrup.
What up, Katie?
Let me guess. Going to Venice Beach?
You know it!
The woman grabs the syrup.
Oh, would you stop foraging? Sit down and eat something.
Can't, Mama, leave.
Wait, did you clean your room?
One way.
Hey, watch it.
What up, Dad?
A brown-haired man.
English, that up.
On a suburban street lined with trees, the boy jogs wearing headphones. His gelled blonde hair bounces as he runs, above a blue helmet hanging from his back. A curly-haired teen boy looks at his watch.
He'll be here. He said he'd be here.
A husky teen leans
maybe
in.
Maybe something happened to him. I mean, maybe he got hit by a car. Or maybe his dad's back started acting up again. They had to rush him to the hospital.
Or
a teen girl.
Or maybe he got kidnapped by aliens.
Don't joke. That happened to an uncle of mine.
You're a lunatic. Do you know that?
Oh, man.
A city bus passes the teens, who sit on a bench.
Great. This is the weekend. Do you know how long we're going to have to wait for the next bus?
The blue-eyed boy approaches.
Yo, guys, what up?
Lateness.
Dude, Chornis, my mom made me clean my room before I could leave.
Fine, but we missed the bus. Now we're gonna be late and have to wait to use the pit.
I don't think so.
He holds up his skate.
Wait. You're not thinking about skating to the beach, are you?
Why not, Jordy?
Well, guys, it's like a million miles away.
Jordy. When you woke up this morning, did you say to yourself, today I'm gonna talk, or today I'm gonna skate?
Jordy rolls his eyes.
Come on, put them on.
They put their shoes in their bags. They skate down a sidewalk lined with buildings.
Ha ha! I told you guys, this is going to be a perfect start to the last day of summer vacation.
Oh man, why'd you have to remind us?
They hop down big concrete stairs in a courtyard.
All right. Woo!
They jump over crowded cafe tables. A man spills coffee all over himself. The girl wearing loose overalls and a red helmet pumps her off.
Hey, move it! Come on!
Oh, yeah!
Come on, guys!
Yeah.
On a staircase, they grind down the railings, jumping up and sliding down the handrails at an angle. They pass under the Santa Monica Pier sign.
Come on, guys! Let's get some speed!
Stop saying guys all the time. I'm not a guy.
It's just an expression.
Yeah, well, so is cut it out before I deck you.
They crouch low and accelerate down the road towards the pier. They pop onto a ramp. They perform grabs in midair as they jump off a staircase, pulling their legs up to one side and holding them. One of them does a spin. At a skate park by Venice Beach, spray-painted murals cover the walls and ramps. The blonde boy bangs his helmet. As they do tricks, onlookers clap. The curly-haired boy performs a grab. Jordy executes a grab off a ramp. The blonde boy moves to the girl. She grinds down a railing.
Gabrielle, watch that back leg.
Watch your own back leg.
The curly-haired Peter looks out at the crowd.
Hey, yo, check it out.
A photographer's hat reads, Inline Skater Magazine.
He's from Inline Magazine.
What's he doing here?
He must have heard about us.
Cool. Let's go show him what soul skating's all about.
The blonde boy and Peter cross paths as they wall ride, skating up a ramp and across a wall. Jordy grinds down a rail. The blonde boy jumps over different mini ramps with some grabs. He does a 360, spinning around in a full circle, then performs a spinning grab in midair. He grinds along the lip of a ramp, then quickens his pace and wall rides. He moves up a flat surface, then jumps to grind down a rail. As Jordy peers at the photographer, the blonde boy spins in.
Hey, what's he waiting for?
Teen boys in yellow and black lead them. Amongst them, a boy with long hair passes a man in a yellow jacket.
Here we go. Come on, boys. Here we go. Yeah! All right. Come on. Looking
shot to the chase. Make sure you get the chase and get Val center. Val, look it. Come on, look edgy, look good.
The long-haired good Val selling. Poses.
Come on, girl, work it.
Team X Blades. Forget them. We still got the pit, right? Come on, Big Pete, I want to see a 540. Let's go.
The four friends skate off in different directions. The blonde boy races up to Wall Ride. Peter skates toward a ramp by the wall. At the top of the ramp, he flips upside down. He falls. The man in the jacket watches with Val.
Ow, that hurt.
Oh, man, you got worked. You all right, bro?
He tried to go bio on a 540, 1.5 rotations horizontal in the air.
You do that, right?
In my sleep.
Never gonna get that 540.
Sure you will, but just not talking like that.
Jimmy! I'm on a tight schedule here. Can we get these shots somewhere else?
No, I gotta get a picture of the blades in the pit. I just gotta figure out how to get rid of these losers.
I know him, I'll just ask him to leave.
And they'll do that for you?
Val smirks.
Of course.
Cool. Let's go.
Come on, dude.
All right, look, try to throw your shoulder in the rotation more to help you out.
Right.
Thanks, man.
Peter rides off. The blonde boy skates forward, and Val blocks his way. The blonde boy crashes. Gabriella and Peter skate over. A round-faced boy and a dark-haired boy approach.
Yo, man, you okay?
Yeah, man, no problem.
Yo, Brink, what's up? Now you gonna do that at the Invitational or save for the championship?
Say, you know what, Val? I don't think you skate so good anymore, man. I don't know, maybe you should bag both competitions.
Nah, I'd have to get back all this cool stuff.
Ooh, sponsored skaters. Big deal.
It is a big deal. Team X Blades rules, everybody knows that.
Speaking of which, we got a photo shoot we're trying to do here. Mind getting lost?
Mind if I kick your butt?
Wait. We had to pit first. You know how it is.
Yeah, but we have it now. Mm-hmm. See, you guys left the pit.
A fit blonde teen rolls in.
BJ's using it. Aren't you, Beach?
Oh, man. You guys snaked and you know it.
You guys should have left someone to save your place. You know how it is.
Brink looks down.
Val, you are such a jerk. And that goes for you too, worm.
Hey, Gabriella, ever get arrested for impersonating a boy?
No, you.
Forget about him. Maybe in a couple of years they'll be good enough and someone will want to put their pictures in a magazine. Maybe not.
Val and his teammates enter the pit. Gabriella scowls.
Come on, let's go.
The four friends skate away.
Check it out, I got an idea.
Brink approaches several older skateboarders.
Excuse me. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah?
All skateboarders aren't really wusses, are they?
His friends swap looks.
I mean, no. They all can't be no talent, no skill, half smart inline skating wannabes. Am I right?
What was that?
Dude, personally, I don't think that at all. All right? But that's exactly what those guys over there told us.
He points to the X-Blades.
Those guys said that.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
The skateboarders head to the pit. Brink and his friends smile and watch.
Oh, that was rough, man. I was gonna freak.
Hey, what you be talking about?
If he lives.
The leader shoves Val.
You got something to say? Why don't you say it to my face, huh? You been talking about me? Got something to say?
Val eyes Brink, who grins and points. At the Brinker's Red Craftsman-style house, Brink's dad makes bologna sandwiches. Brink dashes in.
Yo, what's up, fam?
His mom looks over her shoulder. His dad stares.
It's just not normal, that's all.
Ralph, please.
No one should be that happy all the time.
What's the matter with being happy? He's a great kid.
It's just not normal, that's all.
Katie trudges in.
Do I have to go to school? Why can't I be homeschooled like the Wyatts?
Now, you see, Katie is a normal child. Today's the first day of school, and she's miserable.
Because, sweetheart, homeschooling is expensive. Besides, the Wyatts are Mormon.
Why can't we be Mormons?
I look into it.
Yo, let the games begin!
Ralph packs the sandwiches.
Katie, you're the future of this family.
She frowns.
Now go to school.
You ready for your first day of school, sweetheart?
Absolutely.
Then why don't you wear something that doesn't look like somebody just let the air out of it?
Dad, keep the score down with this style.
Ralph furrows his brow.
Hey, so how's the back treating you today? Thanks, Mom.
Brink takes food.
Well, if you ask me, I feel good enough to be going back to work already.
Soon. Listen, Andy, are you sure you don't want me to drop you?
Got it covered. What's for lunch today, Dad?
What's your least favorite?
Bologna on white with extra mayo.
That's what I made for you.
Oh, yeah. Peace out.
He flashes a peace sign on his way out. His mom returns it. Blue lettering on a school building reads, Pacifica High School. Buses pull up as students stroll in. Jordy and Peter skate up with their shoes in hand.
Hey, Pete, Jordy, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brent.
Hey, you guys are bombing. What's going on?
It's 9 more months of summer vacation, come to face.
They sit.
Hey, did you guys hear about what happened to Gabriella?
Is she okay?
Man.
Dude, what happened?
It's awful.
What?
She... It's too bad, I can't say it.
Brink's mouth hangs open.
No.
Gabriella exits a bus in a summer dress.
I'm seeing things, aren't I?
She carries her backpack and helmet.
I didn't even know she owned one of those.
It's a dress, man.
Trudging over, she shoots them a piercing glance.
Anybody say anything and I'll hand you a body part.
She throws her bag on the steps between the boys.
Hey, Gab, personally, I think it's fat. I'm mad cool, right, guys?
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's totally. Great. I love it.
Yeah, okay. Look, my mom made me wear this dress. Back in Peru, all the girls wear dresses on the first day of school. I was like, Ma, this isn't Peru. She says, it is if I say it is.
Val snags Peter's shoes.
Hey, give me those.
Come on, man, give them back. Why don't you get your skateboarder friends and make me?
That was pretty dope, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm still laughing about it.
The dark-haired X-Blade watches. Val throws the shoes up. They tangle in a rope.
Oh, now that's dope.
Val, what is your problem?
Hey, man, I thought we were only gonna mess with it.
Hey, that's what we're doing.
You narc on me. I know you're a bunch of wusses.
Val lifts his brows and walks off with his boys. Brink's jaw tenses, and Peter looks up at his dangling shoes.
This is just great.
Gabriella pulls out a pair of sneakers from her bag.
Here you go, man.
Peter takes them.
If you don't lace them up, they'll probably fit you. See, I was planning on changing into some real clothes when I got here.
You mean you're gonna go through an entire first day of school wearing those for me?
She stares at her feet.
Just take them before I change my mind, okay?
Oh, man. You guys see that? Soul skaters. I mean, together, there is nothing we can't do.
That's right, guys. Soul skaters.
Yes.
Right.
In class.
Earthworm is the common name that is given to over 1,000 different species of worms in a class of the annelid phylum.
Students slouch in their chairs.
Earthworms are cylindrical in shape.
Yo, man, are we going to have Val on our cases all year?
Brink leans in towards Peter.
I gotta play it.
Jordy leans toward Brink.
Brink, my man. Val's not exactly playing with the full deck. Let's not do anything we're gonna regret.
Shh.
Hey, what's the plan?
Brink points to a terrarium of worms by the teacher.
Imagine that.
At an outdoor lunchroom, the X-Blades sit together. Passing by, Jordy sets down a tray of food on their table, knocking over his milk. Gabriella swipes Val's wrapped food. She peeks over her shoulder as she walks away. Grinning, Brink opens the foil wrapping, revealing a sandwich. He plops a handful of worms onto the lettuce inside. He replaces the bread and quickly wraps it up. Peter clutches the sandwich and nervously walks to Val. Unnoticed by Val, Peter slides the sandwich back on the table. Jordy walks away. Val bites the sandwich. He scowls and pulls worms from his mouth. The soul skaters crack up. Val takes a big swig of milk and spits it into the trash. Brink waves and holds up his milk. A stout teacher approaches Val.
Is there a problem, Val?
Val eyes the soul skaters. They display signs one at a time that read, "Don't be a wuss." Val turns to the teacher.
No, thought I saw a bug or something.
Well, get over it.
She shakes her head and walks away. Val glares and leads the X-Blades to the soul skaters.
Hey, you know, in some countries, worms are considered a delicacy. Go figure.
You, us, right now, out back.
Gabriella rolls her eyes. The dark-haired boy smiles and follows Val. They head to an outdoor hallway.
Fight! Hey, guys, check it out!
Brink and the Soul Skaters amble over. Val and the dark-haired boy place two empty trash cans upside down.
Say, it's very nice, Val. Have you ever thought about working with garbage cans for a living?
You ever get that Matthews arrest?
I don't know. Do I?
Brink looks at his friends, who shake their heads. He frowns.
Personally, I just want to pound the snot out of you. The boomer suggested a race instead. We race. You win, we stop giving you beef. You lose, and man, it's like open season on your butts. Deal?
Come on, you know there's no skating allowed at school.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't step up. What did I tell you? No heart.
The round-faced boy sneers. More students crowd around. Brink gets in Val's face.
What's doing?
Val raises his brows and turns away.
Brink! We ain't in trouble, man. Dude, we're gonna have to skate against these guys sooner or later. Why not sooner?
Yeah, why not?
All right, we go side by side. When you get to the relay point, you gotta slap the next guy's hand.
Or a girl's hand.
Thank you.
Whatever. Before he can go.
Or she can go.
Thank you.
Christy, call the start. Let's go.
BJ skates to Gabriella. Chrissy, a smiling blonde girl, leans over.
All right, on your mark.
You don't talk much.
Get set.
I like that in a man.
Go.
Gabriella takes off. BJ chases after her. She jumps over a table. He follows. She hops over a can. He follows and lands backward. They grind a rail. She taps Jordy. BJ taps the round-faced boy. Jordy leads slightly. They leap over cans. The round-faced boy vaults over some steps. Jordy grinds down the rail. They tap Boomer and Peter. Peter trails Boomer as they glide across lunch tables. Boomer turns a corner before Peter. Val and Brink wave them over. Boomer rides a wall. Peter grinds down a handrail. Boomer hits a railing. He falls and grimaces. Peter hops over him and taps Brink, who takes off. Boomer taps Val's hand. Brink returns to Boomer.
Brink, what are you doing?
Lay still, man. This happened to me last summer. You just gotta lay still and lie down. It's all right for me. Just don't get up. Kimba, you go get a nurse. Tell her to bring some ice right now. Go, go!
What are you doing?
Easy, man. Dude, I'm gonna have the nurse take a look at it.
Brink, man, the race!
Relax.
You lost the race!
To help me?
Brink, man, I'll get you.
Take a number.
Val pushes through the crowd.
What's going on?
Teacher!
Val leans over Boomer.
Nice.
An older woman kneels by Boomer. Later, Ralph drives Brink in a convertible.
I think it's a record. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yo, Dad, please.
What was it? 4.5 hours into the new school year before being suspended?
It's only for today. Besides, I can explain.
No, don't. Wait, I'll just read about it in the papers. A record like this has got to attract media attention.
Dad, Val and his crew were dissing us. So we started giving them beef right back, and then they wanted to hit it right there at school. And clearly we couldn't step off, so we had to battle.
Ralph gawks.
Who are you? What have you done with my son?
God, Dad.
But don't they teach English at your school?
No, wait a minute. What am I asking you for? You haven't been there long enough to find out.
Dad, you're not listening to me.
Sure I am. You got dissed, you ate beef. Did I miss anything?
Smoke billows from the car.
Great. Lovely. Just lovely.
Ralph pulls over and steps out of the blue 50-style convertible. He slams the car's hood. Brink watches with a furrowed brow as Ralph scowls. In the Brinker house, Ralph uses an adding machine.
Well, let's recap, shall we? The car's gonna cost us $900. Dennis called to say that if we don't spend $300 on Katie's night brace, she's going to have a smile like a Picasso painting. I called Beckman today to see if there was going to be a job waiting for me when my disability was over, and he said that he couldn't promise anything. And your son was suspended from school on his first day. So, how was your day?
It was fine.
Sell any houses?
No.
Show any houses?
No.
Well, then, our troubles are over.
Oh, come on. Be nice.
Sorry.
It's gonna be okay. Ralph, we have been through much worse than this.
If you say so.
Ralph, do you remember when you fell off that beam? Honey, we didn't even know if you were gonna walk again. Yeah, I'd say that was worse. And now look at you. Strutting around. You can't wait to get back to work.
All I need is my job back.
Don't worry about the money. We're gonna be okay.
She touches his cheek.
Hey, the mortgage isn't due to the first of the month.
Brink listens from around a corner.
We'll figure it out. We always do.
His shoulders sag. Daytime. Brink, Gabriella, and Jordy sit on large outdoor steps.
Well, there was screaming and then yelling and then there was crying and hugging.
Peter slides by.
It was all very Peruvian. So how'd your fam deal with it, Jordy?
Well, there was sitting and staring. And then afterwards, there was some more sitting and staring. I mean, for all I know, my parents are still in the living room, sitting and staring.
Yeah, well, Jerry handled it kind of the way it was done at Gabriella's. There was screaming, yelling, crying, and hugging. Only without the hugging. My mother was conveniently hiding in the next room.
Hey, at least you got two parents.
I got a mom and a Jerry. Do the math. That's one parent.
Look, guys, things got a little out of hand the other day, you know? We gotta chill and let things blow over, all right?
Hey, check it out. Jerkweed's at 2:00.
Hiya, children.
Excuse me, but I believe we outskated your sorry butts yesterday, old man.
Anytime you want to go at it again, I'll
cut it out.
Val holds back the round-faced boy.
Guess you heard about Boomer?
Yeah. How long's he gotta be out?
A couple of weeks. For sure he's out of the Invitational. Means there's an open spot on the team.
Yeah, right. Like we're gonna try for Team X-Blade.
Like any of you have the talent? I'm telling you so that you grommets know you're not invited.
Good, you told us. Now beat it.
You don't get it, do you?
Val steps between them.
Being a sponsored skater is cool. I get all the newest gear whenever I need it. Get my picture in every skating magazine on the planet.
Oh, now I'm nauseous.
And I make a lot of money.
Brink looks down thoughtfully.
Just think about that. Being known as the best. Get paid at the same time.
Val smirks at Brink.
What could be sweeter?
Brink scoffs.
Hey, look, we don't care about any of that stuff. We skate for fun. We're soul skaters. Right, Brink?
Right.
Right. Why is it that the losers always say they're in it for fun? Come on.
The trio climbs down.
Can you believe that guy?
Skating for money.
Sell out.
Brink stares off.
Think he'll show? You know it.
Now, Gabriella hand-plants, grabbing the lip of a ramp.
Okay, dude, give us a 540. I want to see it laid out and inverted. You can do it!
Brink stands motionless in the pit. Peter rides up a wall ramp and rotates a 540. On the way down, his feet slip out from under him. He gets back up.
There's gotta be a better way to do this.
There is! Don't fall!
Brink fumbles a grind. He pushes himself up.
You okay, dude?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, what's up with you today? You're looking so sketchy.
Nothing, man. I'm fine.
Cool. Hey, guys, look. I gotta get going. I got this family thing to do this afternoon.
Wait a minute. What about our session? The Invitational's in 2 weeks. It's the last competition before the championship.
Yeah, I know. Look, you guys keep on training, and Peter, keep on working on that 540. And I'll do some of my own stuff on my own, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Brink skates off.
Bye.
Jordy waves, then continues to skate around the pit with Peter and Gabriella. Outside a building, a big X-Blade sign sits atop an awning. A sign by the door reads, "Tryouts today." Brink eyes the sign. Brink skates up to an open loading dock door and stops by stacks of black boxes bearing the yellow X-Plates logo. He looks into an indoor skate park where skaters zip along various ramps. Brink spots Val on the highest deck, watching everyone around her. Val moves to a sound system by a seating area. Nearby, Boomer leans on crutches as he watches the skaters. Val turns to the skaters.
All right, that's it for now. I got your numbers. I'll call you if you made it.
He carries a neon yellow clipboard. Brink hides behind the boxes, watching the departing skaters.
What about Brad?
No good, too buckled. Right?
Yeah.
Markov?
No way, nobody wants a session with him.
We only need him for 1 month, and after that, never gotta talk to him again. What do you think, Beej?
No, man, I don't think so.
Too bad your secret weapon was a no-show.
Val twists his lips.
I don't believe it.
Val turns. Brink skates inside.
What did I tell you? Watch this. No way, man. No way.
How much?
What?
Val skates over to Brink.
This X-Blade's pay. How much? Well, $200 a week. Plus all equipment, plus an extra $200 bonus for each of us when we win tournaments. But there's no way I'm gonna let you on the team.
Yeah, well, there's no way I wanted to be here. I need the money.
Oh, what for? Grandma needs a new kidney. Besides, I thought you were, what do you guys call that? Oh, soul skater.
Oh.
So, how about you turn around and soul skate on out of here?
Yeah, Brink, man, get out of here.
Fine.
Brink shrugs and takes off.
Wait a second.
Val approaches Brink.
You got 30 seconds. Street run. One chance.
Val holds up a stopwatch. Brink puts on his helmet and slides down a ramp.
Okay, let's do it.
He jumps to the side and briefly wall rides, then accelerates over a curved ramp to ride up a larger ramp. He spins in the air and lands on an adjoining ramp. He rolls over more ramps and performs a grab while spinning in midair. He rides up another ramp, spins and grabs in midair, and lands in reverse. He glides over to Val and the other X-Blades.
Ori, I'm Vert.
Just get a street. Maybe better.
Downhill?
I can do it all.
Hey, how about Peter and the rest? They know you're doing this?
Brink eyes Boomer.
This is gonna be good. Can't wait to see the look on their faces.
No way. Look, this is just the invitational until Boomer's back on his feet. And if this gets out, then I don't skate with you and you got nobody. You got that?
Hey. We won't say anything, but you have to be at every practice.
All right.
And, no more bagging on me in front of people. From now on, you start showing me some respect, you got that?
Brink shrugs off Val's arm draped over him.
Yeah, got it.
They eye each other.
Let's go see Jimmy.
On a TV, Val executes a grab and lands backward.
Oh, you went big there, my man.
Val smiles smugly.
Say, Andy. You mind if I call you Andy?
Brink. I like Brink.
Brink? I love that. Brink. Yeah, see, that's what X-Blade's all about, my man. Going big. I'm in 1,200 outlets nationwide. Last year, I moved over $10 million worth of merchandise. And all because of Team X-Blade. So, I guess the big question is, are you ready to go big for X-Blade?
Brink shrugs.
Big as you want.
Did you hear that? As big as I want. Oh, you better watch your back. This boy here is liable to put you out of a job.
Don't worry about that, Jimmy.
So, Val, he told you about the money and how that works. And you're okay with it, right? Yeah. All right. Well, it's official then. You're part of the team. From now on, there'll be no competing unless you're flying the X-Blade colors. You got that?
All right.
All right. I'm gonna need you 24/7 for like photo shoots, promos, industry shows, stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then.
Brink goes to shake Jimmy's offered hand.
What? Parents? The parents know about this?
My parents?
Yeah, they're down with this? Your parents are cool with this?
Oh, my parents, yeah.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, then. Welcome to Team X-Blades.
Jimmy holds out his hand again. Brink grabs it. Now, Brink approaches his front stoop with a big black duffel.
Sup, Kitty?
What's in the bag?
Just my stuff.
You got more stuff now than when you left. What's in the bag?
He meets her gaze.
None ya.
None ya?
None ya business.
He enters the house. He trudges into his room, posters, stickers, and license plates covering the walls. He sets his bags down on his bed. He unzips the black bag and takes out a shiny black helmet with the X-Blades logo. He sets it down and pulls out matte black skates.
Wait a second.
He runs his hand through his sweaty hair. Pulling out clothes from his laundry hamper, he tosses the X-Blades gear inside. He replaces the clothes on top of the gear. He falls back onto the bed.
Oh, man, what am I doing?
At the kitchen table, Katie shovels food into her mouth.
Katie, honey, why don't you slow down a little bit?
What's the point of having a fast metabolism if I don't use it?
Well, she's got something there. Andy, are you okay? You've hardly eaten anything.
With Dad not working around here and stuff, I think that maybe it's time I got a job to help out around here. You know, with the money and stuff.
Oh, Andy, that is a wonderful offer, but you don't have to do that. Mr. Beckman's gonna give Dad his job back. And I just showed a house today to some people. I think they're very interested.
No. Wait a second.
Ralph eyes his son.
I think it's good.
Brink's mom stares.
What kind of a job are you talking about?
Well, I know these kids who make extra money skating.
Skating?
Yeah. You see, they get on a sponsored team, and then the sponsor pays them to wear their gear and stuff. It's kind of like, advertising.
I thought you skated just for fun.
You know, maybe he could save it for school.
How much money does a sponsored skater make?
A couple hundred a week. More if the team wins.
Whoa. A couple of $100 a week? I like.
That's a lot of money. No.
But, Dad, I'm thinking like the car needs fixing.
No.
And
what? Isn't this the kid who was just suspended from school for, what was it?
Skating.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Skating?
Yeah. Yeah, what do we need him to be on a sponsored team for? So he can spend all of his time thinking about skating instead of just most of it? Look, buddy, you want to get a job? I think that's great. Not skating.
Dad, it's $200 a week.
Not skating.
Brink deflates. In Peter's bedroom, he eats candy while on the phone with Brink.
So, Jordan, he hits the rail. He pulls it halfway, and he lands it right on his crotch.
Oh, man, the poor dude got worked. I thought Gabriella was going to need oxygen. She was laughing so hard.
I thought he should put some ice on it, but he just kept saying, no ice, no ice.
Man, I need the boat. Hold up a sec. You can use it when I'm done.
You know, we did okay after you took off, but it just wasn't the same without you.
Brink toys with a mini skater figure.
Come on, man, you don't mean that.
Excuse me? You're the captain of our team, remember?
We can't have our captain missing any more sessions.
Hey, Peter, look, there's something I gotta tell you right now, man.
Wait a second.
Now, Peter!
I'm getting off!
Brink, man, I'm sorry.
Stepdad of the year is about to go postal on me if I don't let him use the phone.
I'll see you at school tomorrow.
Wait, Pete!
Pete!
God.
In a classroom, Gabriella adds ingredients to a batter. Jordy wears a chef's hat.
You need more baking powder.
What?
The recipe has a large tea next to another. That means tablespoon. A small tea means teaspoon.
Why are you even watching me?
Peter pours milk as Brink stirs.
Hey, you okay, man? It's only a cake.
Yeah.
Brink gazes off.
Hey, you guys ever notice that baking a cake is a lot like friendship?
His friends just stare.
Excuse me?
No, I mean... All right, you put a lot of work into it, right? And sometimes it doesn't turn out the way you expected it to. But it still tastes good.
I told you not to eat that spoonful of frosting.
Yeah, man, sugar can mess you up.
It's true, I have this cousin, and she's not allowed to eat any sugar. But one day she had, like, 4 jelly beans, and she started bouncing off the walls like a pinball. I mean, it was like...
Shut up, Jordy. Please.
Look, guys, there's something I'm trying to tell you.
There you go with that guy stuff again.
Gabriella, chill out for a second. I gotta talk to you guys about the invitation.
Oh, yeah, man. We're gonna have a good time, huh?
Sweet.
Hey, Betty Crockers.
Val enters.
Oh, love the aprons.
So, how's the training going? I mean, the Invitational's right around the corner. Last 2 years, the team that won the Invitational did go on to win the championship. Now, what team was that?
Jordy rolls his eyes.
That's right. Team X-Blades.
Val, could you be any more of a jerk?
Val puckers his lips at her.
No, I don't think so.
Val eyeballs Brink.
Is that what you think? You think I'm a jerk?
Peter and Jordy turn to Brink.
Come on, Val, we're working here, man.
Hey, I asked you something.
Val moves closer to Brink.
Do you think I'm a jerk?
Gabriella gawks. Jordy stares. Peter folds his arms.
No.
Oh, excuse me?
Val puts his hand to his ear.
No, I don't think you're a jerk.
Oh, thank you.
Val touches his chest.
See you this afternoon, Brink.
The friends glare as Val leaves. Brink narrows his eyes.
Yo, buddy, what happened?
Yeah, what's up with that? You just let Val slime all over you.
He's not worth it.
What do you mean he'd see you this afternoon?
Who knows?
Gabriella gapes. Jordy and Peter stare. At the X-Blade skate park, Brink rides up and down the sides of a bowl. He grinds the edge. He spins in midair and lands backwards. He races up a side in 360s with a grab, coming down in reverse. He does the trick again and pops onto the deck. The round-faced boy high-fives him.
Hey, man, good job.
Thanks, man.
That was rad, Brink.
Val gapes.
What was that?
Brink grabs a water bottle.
Excuse me?
I just wanted to know what that was, because if you call that going big, I'm going to quit skating.
Oh, we're all going to miss you, buddy. Gotcha.
The round-faced boy taps Val's arm, then drops a smile as the taller boy glares.
Hit it again.
You're kidding me, right?
Hit it again.
Sweat shines on Brink's face.
Come on, Val, he's doing okay.
Who's running the show here? Who?
You?
That's right.
The round-faced boy averts his gaze. Val turns back to Brink.
Do it or vacate.
Brink stares at him, then rises begrudgingly and throws his bottle aside. He glowers at Val, then walks off. Val smirks.
Good doggy.
The round-faced boy pats Brink. Brink steps off the ledge and skates. Later, he skates along a street lined with shops. At the pit, Peter checks his watch.
Maybe something happened to him.
Like what?
And please, don't start with that alien stuff again.
Brink rolls over.
Yo, what up?
Hey, where you been, man? We've been waiting here for 2 hours. I gotta be home by 5:30. Jerry's having his boss over for dinner, and I gotta pretend I worship the ground he walks on.
Well then, what are we all doing standing around talking?
Hey, did you guys hear? Val found someone to replace Boomer.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it too. I heard the guy was a big guy. Big guy, like Korean, I think. Wait, no. He was Native American. Yeah, that was it.
I hear he's really good.
Hey, I don't care how good he is. He isn't better than my man here.
Peter side-hugs Brink.
Look, that just means that we gotta hit it twice as hard. So let's do it!
Brink's shoulders droop.
Yeah, let's do it.
Outside the Brinker's garage, Ralph tinkers under his car's hood.
What's up, Dad?
Brink leans against the vehicle.
He's trying to fix the beast here without any real knowledge of automotive mechanics.
Ralph studies his son. Brink gives a big yawn.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing really. I'm just a little tired.
Too much skating?
Skating? Too much, me? No way.
Well, you won't have to worry about that anymore. I got you a job.
A job?
My friend Benny, he's got the dog grooming place. He's looking for somebody to help out a couple of afternoons a week.
Brink knits his brow.
Well, that's great, Dad, but I don't know a thing about animals.
You babysit your sister Katie, don't you? Can't be a lot different than that.
Ralph nudges Brink.
Come on, what's wrong? Thought you wanted to help out around here.
Oh, no, Dad, I do. I don't have the time for a job right now.
Why? And please don't tell me skating. Because you know what my response is going to be.
Brink wets his lips.
When do I start?
Brink offers a strained smile. Now, text appears as he smacks an alarm clock, 7 a.m. At 7:03, he falls out of bed. At 7:22, he stuffs X-Blades gear in his backpack. In class, at 9:46 a.m., he nods off. At 12:34 p.m., the Soul Skaters watch Brink drop his sandwich as he dozes off at lunch. At 2:30 p.m., Brink enters Pup and Suds. At 2:48 p.m., he grips a shower sprayer as he scrubs a dog in a tub. The canine leaps out. At 4:01 p.m., he leaves. At X-Blades, at 4:15 p.m., he talks with the round-faced boy as Val watches. At 5:36 p.m., Brink skates to the pit. At 5:39 p.m., he joins the other Soul Skaters and braces his hands on his knees. Gabriella and Jordy share a dubious look. At 7:02 p.m., Brink shuffles into his house. At 9:19 p.m., Brink does his homework. He squints as he writes. At 11:24 p.m., his mom checks on him. As he lies asleep, she picks up a notebook off his chest and sets it on his desk. She drapes a blanket over him and pecks his cheek. At 11:25 p.m., she turns off his light and closes the door behind her. In the morning, Peter enters Brink's room.
Brink?
Still in bed, he opens his eyes.
Hey, man. I came as soon as I could. How you feeling?
Oh, not so good.
You look terrible. You're soaked with sweat.
I know, man. Hey, look, I can't make it to the Invitational today. I'm sorry.
Hey, no big. Just feel better, okay?
Yeah. Hey, can you do me a huge favor and give me a tissue over there?
Sure.
As Peter turns away, Brink sprays himself with water. Peter hands him a tissue.
Thanks, man.
Brink blows his nose. Peter stares.
Hey, you'll tell the others for me?
Sure. Hey, we'll go down there and check it out anyway.
No! No, man, don't. I mean, you know, the Invitational, it's only a warm-up for the championship. You guys should session instead.
Okay. You're the boss. Take it easy.
All right, man.
They give dap. Peter wipes his hand on his shirt and leaves. Brink throws off his covers.
Oh.
He takes off a heating pad and gets up. Words appear, the Los Angeles Invitational Inline Competition. Skaters perform flips and grabs on a halfpipe, a U-shaped vert ramp. Val, BJ, and the round-faced boy walk by the pink halfpipe.
Oh, Guam, I told him to be here an hour ago.
He'll be here.
Val turns to the round-faced guy.
Since when did you start sticking up for him?
Hey.
Brink approaches, wearing sunglasses and X-Blades gear.
What do you think you're doing?
Hey, guys.
So, what's with the shades?
It's a look. There's nothing wrong with a look.
Yo, X-Blades, you're up.
Well, that look of yours better come with some skating attached.
Val gets in Brink's face, then walks away. At the pit, Gabriella sits with Jordy.
This is nuts. We should at least check out the Invitational, see who our competition is.
Yeah, maybe get a glimpse of the X-Blade's mystery man.
Hey, come on, guys. Brink said we should session.
And we will. After. Come on, we should at least catch the last round.
Gabriella and Jordy grab their bags.
Are you coming?
Peter gets his bag and skates off, and the other two follow him. At the Invitational, the crowd cheers.
Next up, Ricky Grimes, team 5 here.
A skater in a yellow shirt grinds along the lip of the halfpipe. He drops it, glides up the far side, and does a grab. He tucks and grabs his skate as he pushes 1 foot forward. He flips backwards and lands backward. He pops onto the deck and throws a peace sign to the crowd, then throws his arm up. By a photographer on the sidelines, the X-Blades wait for the score.
92.
All right, great job.
Our team, 5 years.
Look at that. We need at least a 96 to win. I've been carrying your sorry butts all day, and I'm just about ready to drop all three of you.
Val turns to Brick.
And you. I thought you were supposed to be something as big as you want. Well, I want real big. And I want it right now. You got that?
Brink stands at the edge of the deck.
3, 2, 1, go!
He drops in and glides up the far ramp, grabbing a skate midair in a crossed grab, then executes a 540 spin. He grinds across the lip, then drops back in, skates up the far ramp, and hand plants. The other soul skaters arrive.
It must be the new kid.
He doesn't look Korean.
Gabriella gawks at Brink's performance.
That's because he's not.
Brink does a cross grab with a 360, then performs another cross grab. In midair, he extends one leg with the other tucked behind him. Off the opposite incline, he does a 540 spin. Gabriella eyes him as he hops onto the deck. He holds his arms up to the crowd.
Seconds.
The score reads 97.
Oh, 97. Nice. Team X-Blade.
Brink beams. Jimmy walks over.
My man, Val. Hey, all right. And you, my man. Now, I knew you would be good, but I did not know you would be great.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You guys kill. You're going to be unstoppable at the championship. Look, I got a little something, huh? It's a bonus for winning. $200.
Brink accepts.
Not bad for a day's work, huh?
Gabriella shoves Brink to the ground.
I knew it! All those excuses, all that sneaking away, you ditched us so you could join these sellouts!
Gabriella, I can't explain everything.
Can you explain how you lied to us? How you bailed out on us so you could join Team X-Blades?
Do you have any idea how many times I stuck up for you?
Peter, your stupid fever.
Jordy shakes his head and his friends leave.
Come on.
Brink starts after them.
Come on, wait!
All right, playtime's over. I say we get together tonight and go over some drills for the championship.
Brink removes his helmet and throws it at Val. Val watches him go. Jimmy sidles up to Val.
Well, looks like we just lost our fourth man.
I don't think so, Jimmy.
At the pier, Peter, Gabriella, and Jordy eat.
Okay, it's like this. We need 4 people to compete in the championship, right? We get Benji.
No, not Benji. His style is so sketchy.
She's right. He's like 2 steps above a poser.
No, I know. But we just get him to sign up with us. Then we keep rotating ourselves in instead of him.
Yeah, but what about the downhill? Which one of us can handle that?
All right. We'll go check out the downhill course. See if you can do it.
Brink arrives with food.
How about me?
Peter drops his fry and looks straight into Brink's eyes.
Okay if I sit down?
The other three share a glance.
Sure, it's okay.
Brink sits. The others get up and leave.
Wait! Wait! You guys, come on! I quit Val's team! I quit!
Peter glances back as they walk away.
You want to know the difference between them and me?
Val and the round-faced guy approach.
You bailed on them and you bailed on me. The difference is, I'm willing to be your friend again. Boomer's not going to be ready for the championship. Them, they're going nowhere fast. But us, we got a championship to win.
The round-faced guy hands Brink his helmet. He grins as Brink reluctantly takes it.
All right. Welcome back.
They shake hands. Brink turns and gazes off after his friends. At night, Brink sits idly in his porch. In the kitchen, Ralph cooks sausages.
It's just not normal, that's all.
He's tired, and he's a teenager.
Nobody's that unhappy all the time. I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
Didn't you used to complain because he was too happy?
Yeah. I guess I just hope you'd settle somewhere in the middle. It's so depressing to talk to him. And what about his friends?
I'm still mad at him over something. I won't say what.
Why don't you talk to him?
Me?
Yeah.
Talk to Brink? You mean with words?
Yeah.
You know how hard it is for me to have a conversation with him?
I know. Such a moody little sack of hormones.
Katie!
Hi.
Honey?
She clutches his shirt and looks into his eyes.
Talk to him. He needs you.
He furrows his brow. She pats his cheek.
Go.
Ralph picks up some food and chomps on it as he walks out. She watches him, smiling. Ralph saunters out to the porch.
Yo, Dad.
Yo.
Ralph rubs his hands together.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Ralph sits in an adjacent chair.
So, I haven't seen Peter or Geordie for a while. Why's that?
Brink shrugs.
Just a thing.
A thing. All right. Answers that question. Everything okay with them?
Yeah, Dad, it's fine.
Is that fine as in good or fine as in leave me alone?
I don't know, Dad. I just don't feel like talking about it, okay?
Okay. It's none of my business.
Ralph gets up to leave. Brink looks down. Ralph stops and turns toward the teen.
Except, Andy, you're my son. Taking care of you is my business. You can tell me or don't tell me, it's okay. But that doesn't change my job description. You change your mind. I'm here, buddy.
Brink keeps his eyes downcast. As Ralph walks inside, Brink looks over his shoulder after him. He leans back in the lawn chair. In the daytime, Val stands at the top of a sloped suburban road.
The championship has three parts. Street, vert, and downhill. This is going to be the downhill course. The two teams with the highest scores on street and verts and one person right here.
Val's crew watches Brink.
Yo! Earth to Brink? Pay attention, what are you looking at?
Well, I was just thinking how fun it might be to do a launch off one of those driveways right there, go up and over the roof of the next house, and land right back on the road below.
Fun.
Yeah, fun.
Well, if you don't mind coming back from Fantasyland for a minute. This is about winning, not fun.
The Soul Skaters approach.
Oh, this is just great.
guess they'll let anybody skate here.
What are you guys, following us?
We came to use the downhill course.
Well, when we're done with it, it's all yours.
What's that gonna be?
After the championship.
Jordy frowns.
Come on now, run along.
This is a free country. We can be here if we want.
Look, if you don't like it here, why don't you go back to Mexico?
I'm from Peru, estúpido.
I'll make you a deal. How about we race to see who stays and who goes? One of you against one of us.
She shrugs.
Come on, man. Just let him have it.
Hey, why don't you just stay out of this?
Yeah, we can handle ourselves.
Well, let's see. Who's game for your crew?
Me.
Cool.
Val puts a hand on Brink's shoulder.
You ready?
What?
You against Gabriella. Whoever loses has to take off. And you better not lose, man.
Come on, man. You can't make me do that.
Come on, man. What are you, afraid?
Brink skates over to her.
I'm not skating against you.
Hey, why not? You've been doing it for weeks.
Cool. We'll go down to the beach. First one there wins. We'll skate down to the finish line to make sure there's no cheating.
Val leans in close to Brink.
It's a big turn just before Kettner. Stay on the outside.
Brink frowns.
What? Wait, wait. You never stay on the outside of a turn.
Just do it.
Val dons his helmet and glides down the hill.
Gabriella, please don't do this.
When you woke up this morning, did you say to yourself, today I'm gonna talk, or today I'm gonna skate?
Okay, on your marks.
Oh, and,
get set.
Don't hold back.
Go!
She rushes forward. He follows. In a crouch, they speed down the slope. The wind whips their hair as they accelerate downward. Brink pulls ahead as they approach the bottom. Gabriella swerves behind him. She rides up a ramp on a parked truck and sails over it with a grab. Brink gapes. She lands with one knee almost touching the ground.
Did you see that?
The other skaters follow. Ahead of them, Val stops at a corner. He mounts the sidewalk and picks up a handful of pebbles by a bush. He looks back, then tosses the pebbles onto the street before skating off. Brink and Gabriella glide down a smaller slope, approaching the corner with the pebbles. She stumbles on the gravel, crashes onto the asphalt, and rolls wildly onto the pavement. Her knees and elbows pound into the road.
Oh.
Jordy and Peter skate over.
Gabriella!
Gabriella!
Brink turns back.
Gabby.
What happened? Val!
I don't know.
Gabriella! Oh.
She's hurt, man.
Her arm bears raw scrape marks.
Oh, man.
Brink breathes heavily. Peter and Jordy stand and glare at Brink, who shoots a look at Val. Val's eyebrows twitch upward as he levels gazes with Brink. Nighttime. Outside a house, Brink opens an iron gate. Jordy and Peter exit the front door as Brink approaches.
How's she doing?
Not dead.
It's all my fault.
You got that right. Come on,
Jordy. Brink stares after the pair, then walks up to the front door. He raises his knuckles. A petite woman with short curly hair opens the door.
Gabriella's doing fine. Nothing's broken. The doctor says she needs to stay in bed for a while.
I'm glad she's okay.
Maybe you should come in. Say hello to her.
I...
No, it's okay. Come on.
She lets Brink into Gabriella's room, where she sleeps with her back to the door. Her bandaged arm rests in a sling, and an ice pack lies under her cheek. He cautiously sits at her bedside.
Gabby.
Her eyes open. She turns toward him.
I'm really sorry. I honestly didn't think anyone would get hurt.
And I guess for once you didn't think of everything.
His eyes glisten.
Gab, you gotta understand.
You were the one who told me about soul skating. About skating from the heart. And only skating for the love of it. And I believed you because you were my friend.
But it was only gonna be for a little while. My family really needed the money.
We all need the money, Brink. What does that have to do with it? That's how it starts, you know? First, you do something that you really love. And then you start doing it for the money. And before you know it, you're just another sellout.
He averts his eyes. Later, in the Brinker's driveway, Ralph sips from a mug as he watches Brink holding a skate in the garage. Ralph heads toward him. A variety of worn skates fill a shelf.
Yo.
Hey, Dad.
What are you doing?
Just, looking at my old skates.
Ralph grins.
Why did you and Mom save all these?
I don't know. Maybe we were planning on having another kid. Or maybe just because we're a couple of pack rats that never throw away anything.
Ralph takes the skate from Brink.
I remember when I got you these.
He fidgets with it.
You were 4, maybe 5 years old. I figured, hell, I like skating. Maybe he will, too.
He sets it down.
Of course, I didn't know it was going to take over your life.
Me neither.
Ralph sits by Brink. The teen keeps his eyes lowered.
How's Gabriella?
Brink slowly meets his gaze.
Mom called Jordy's mother.
Brink looks down.
You were racing?
I didn't listen to you, Dad. I tried out for the sponsor team.
Ralph tightens his lips.
But I told you no.
We needed the money.
Ralph leans by Brink and squeezes his shoulders.
Not so bad, buddy, that we needed you to disobey us.
I know. I guess it wasn't just for the money either. I wanted to be a part of Team X Blades. I wanted to have my picture in every magazine. I wanted to be somebody. I don't know if you get that.
You know, you and me, we're a lot alike. I used to love being construction foreman. Hi, how you doing? I'm Ralph Brinker. I'm the construction foreman. I used to love saying that. People looked up to me. Then I got injured. Suddenly, no more construction foreman. Want to know the worst part about being on disability?
Brink looks up to him.
I didn't know who I was anymore. I used to define myself by my job title. But you want to know something? after being laid off for 6 months, I finally figured out that construction foreman is what I do, not who I am. Andy.
Ralph leans down to face him.
You are defined by the company you keep and how well you keep it, not by what you just happen to do. I mean, kids who skate, come on, California, they're filthy with them. You are Andy Brinker. You are a good son, and you are a good friend who just happens to skate. And tomorrow, if you never skate again, you are still Andy Brinker.
Brink's eyes shift, and he lowers his head.
I understand there's going to be a big tournament this weekend.
Yeah. The AAIS Championship. Biggest national tournament there is.
You're going to compete?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if you change your mind, let me know. I'd like to watch.
Brink lifts his brows.
Really?
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Brink cracks a smile.
Come on, let's,
He holds up his index and pinky fingers.
Split for the pad.
Come on, Dad. You and I both know that no one talks like that anymore.
Brink gets up, and Ralph follows him into the house.
Did we just come dangerously close to having a conversation?
Yeah. Don't tell Mom.
No. No sense letting her. Get her hopes up.
Daytime. At the pier, BJ brings pizza to a table with the other X-Blades and Chrissy.
It's about time, man.
A girl joins them with milkshakes.
Don't give me strawberry. Do I look like I'm wearing a dress? I get chocolate.
Hey!
I'm totally gonna pull a 720 flat spin at the champ. Well, there's your skates. I'm through. I quit. Here's your helmet. Oh, yeah, and I give you back the clothes, too, but I accidentally threw them in a garbage bin I saw across the street.
This is about your little friend, isn't it?
You put the gravel on the road. You realize you could have killed her?
Man, you are such a wuss. I'm the one who should be mad at you. You didn't even have the brains to finish the race.
Maybe not, but I do have the brains to finish this.
Brink throws a shake in Val's face.
You are so dead.
Boomer stops
hey,
Val.
Hey, not today, man, not today.
Val glowers at Boomer.
I didn't think you'd turn on me.
That's your problem, man. You don't think.
No, that's not it. You know what your problem is? You're just no fun to skate with. You got beef with me. You take it up with me Sunday at the championship.
Oh. We'll get it on for sure.
Brink bites his lip and walks away. Boomer follows him, glaring back at Val, who clenches his jaw. At the pit, Jordy does a grab in midair as Gabriella watches.
You need more air.
More air?
More air. And you, Peter, what's up with that flat spin 540? I got a grandmother back in Lima. She can do a 540.
What's with you today?
Yeah, if you got beef, why don't you come here and try it yourself?
Fine.
Hey, cut it out. You know you're not supposed to skate until the weekend.
She sits dejectedly.
Peter, this is nuts. Gabriella can't practice. We only have three people. I mean, what's the point of even competing?
Because it's fun. Now let's quit complaining and skate.
Jordy and Gabriella watch Peter ride up the wall ramp. He goes for a grind and falls.
Peter!
They rush over to him. He holds his right skate.
Oh, this is just great.
He pulls off the wheels and hurls them aside.
I can't fix this.
This is fine. Now we don't even have the right gear to compete. This is a joke.
You guys ever think of getting a sponsor?
Brink stands before them with a black duffel and a plastic bag.
Sponsors are no fun.
Well, it depends on the sponsor.
He lobs the plastic back to Jordy, who pulls out a shirt showing a dog in a tub.
Thanks, but we already have shirts.
Well, how about skates?
Brink hands Peter a pair of gray skates.
I think I got the sizes right.
Peter inspects them.
These are new.
Brink gives a pair to Gabriella.
You convinced the dog groomer to sponsor us?
Well, actually, I'm kind of the sponsor.
Kinda?
Well, you see, I kind of got my paint in advance so I could get you guys this stuff.
How far in advance?
About 4 months.
Peter and Gabriella avert their eyes.
Yeah. Well, good luck on Sunday, okay?
Brink turns to leave.
Well, hold on a sec.
He whips around.
Did you really throw that vanilla shake in Val's face?
Brink smiles and shrugs.
Chocolate.
The others grin.
How did it feel?
It was cool, and it was so sweet.
So,
well, you see, what Peter's trying to say is that, well...
What are you doing on Sunday?
In a parking lot set up with ramps, a silver skate sits atop a trophy.
It's Zuma Beach, California, site of the 3rd annual Aggressive Inline Skating Championship.
Eric, what we've got here are the nation's top 10 teams going head-to-head in 3 events, street, vert, and downhill.
Hey, check it out, ESPN.
Oh, man, this is the big time. We got every magazine covering this. We got scouts from all the biggest companies watching.
Hey, but that doesn't matter, right, guys? We're in this for the fun. We're soul skaters.
All right, man. Soul
skate. Yeah, brother.
Oh, my gosh!
The X-Blades circle them.
It's Team Poppin' Suds. I heard about you guys.
You guys get paid in kibbles and bits, right?
Now, I want you guys to practice saying this.
Really, we tried, but we're just too lame.
Oh.
At least we had a good time.
The round-faced guy pinches Brink's cheek. A new X-Blade skater leaves with the others.
I think they like us. Let's get out of here.
In the championship format, each skater's run from street and vert counts towards a team total. The 2 top scoring teams will select a skater for a head-to-head race in the downhill.
Well, let's get right to the street competition.
All right, Gabriella. Yeah. Show them what soul skating's all about.
Yeah. She hasn't trained in 4 days. She's got nothing.
Brink's mom and Katie cheer.
Our first skater up, a virtual unknown Gabriella DeYama from Team Poppin' Suds.
She does a grab.
Well, coming in with a nice mute grab. One of the few girls out here.
She launches off a ramp.
Skating all the way across the course. We don't know a whole lot about this team, but beautiful topsoil.
She kicks off a ramp.
Nice style on the mini ramp.
She grabs with a 360.
And a great run so far from an unknown skater.
She grabs with one leg straight out.
Nice style there, the Lucang grab transfer. And a 540 upping the difficulty.
She has time for one more trick with less than 5 seconds.
A huge 540 nice Lucang grab. Excellent style, solid first run.
The Soul Skater boys hug her.
93. Next up, Val Horrigan, Team X-Blade.
Here stands the nation's top-ranked skater on the top-ranked team. Prepare to be dazzled.
He grabs a 360, then cross-grabs.
Val Horrigan going off. He does more big tricks than anyone else in the same amount of time. The huge unity all the way down the rail.
Such a beautiful mixture of airs, lines, and spins.
Nice consistency, kicking out the 540. An incredible run, probably the top one so far today, a 98, exactly what he deserves.
Next up, Andy Brinker, Huffinson.
Now, we've seen him skate before. He's not that well known, but he always seems to do well in the competitions.
He 360s.
He's a guy who's going to definitely try to use the course a little bit differently than any of the other skaters. He's a very creative skater. Now coming up to the vert wall.
He pauses, then drops in.
I was talking about going into the mini ramp.
Huge transfer, backing it up with a huge gap all the way to the bank.
Brink skating with tons of speed, setting up for a soul grind up.
He slips.
Yeah, go soul skaters!
And with falls like that, it is going to be difficult to compete with the other skaters having such flawless runs here today.
Brink losing his rhythm. He's got to put something together here to stay competitive. The nice Royale all the way down the rail. And another Royale into the mini ramp.
He does a grab, then a hand plant.
Back in the groove, finishing the run out with a nice mid-vert.
Jordy Patson.
He looks slightly disappointed. A score of 89 for Brink.
Mom, Katie.
Excuse me.
Yeah? Are you okay? Because it was a great run.
Yeah, but I got work in that fall. But it's okay. We'll make it up. Where's Dad?
Oh, don't worry. He'll be here. He got called down to the construction site. Mr. Beckman wants to talk to him about something.
Is that good?
Well, we'll find out, huh?
Hey. Can I give you some advice?
He squints.
Skate better.
Skate better. Skate better. Mom, skate better.
Well, there you are.
All I have to do is skate better. Skate better.
Let's go watch him skate better.
Don't look wise.
Now BJ performs a 540 with a tucked grab. But if I do, he grinds. He spins another tucked grab 540. Gabriella pats Peter as he gets ready to skate. He launches from one ramp to another perpendicular ramp. He jumps into a grab and reverse skates up a wall into a 360 with a grab, then leaps into a cross grab.
Come on, Peter!
The score reads 96. Other skaters on different teams grind, grab, and hand plant. Jordy flies up with his skates pulled to the side. He grabs and spins with an arm in the air. Gabriella cheers. He performs a couple more grabs and spins, grabbing the skate of one straightened leg with the other tucked under.
And a huge, stylish flyfish!
With runs like this, Team Poppin' Suds is definitely the surprise here today. A score of 97 puts them in fourth place.
Fourth place?
Later.
It's all right, man. And besides, we got the vert coming up. You know we were on the vert. Oh, and Pete, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you an awesome 540 out of you, okay?
You got it, bud.
You can do it.
Right.
The vert event is next. Team X-Blades has the commanding lead, but there are many teams battling for second and a spot in the grueling downhill.
Hey.
Will?
Ralph stares at her.
Oh, no, Ralph. They're gonna let you go?
Start again on Monday.
Oh, I'm so happy.
She smacks him.
Ow!
Don't you scare me like that!
Brink scans the crowd from the top of the vert and waves to his family.
Okay, there he is.
Yo, Brink!
Brink gives a thumbs up and Ralph reciprocates.
Hey, yeah, Puppet Suds, you're up.
Right, Dad,
skating
Dad.
First, Andy Brink Brinker.
Yeah, Brink!
Now he has some making up to do for that fall in the street run, but starts it off with a nice solid invert.
He does a grab.
Brink starting to get high in the air. A huge safety grab 540 well over head high.
Back-to-back 540s right into another 540. Unnatural.
Boomer shears. Brink grinds with crossed skates.
With a run like this, Team Puffin Suds could be today's wild card.
Huge 900, 2.5 full spins.
He executes a grab high in the air, bending one knee and grabbing the skate behind his other leg. He spins a 360 grab, then hops onto the deck.
Yes! And an awesome run from Andy Brinker and today's long shot team, Team Puffin Suds. Their chance to make it to the downhill, slight but possible, and with a score of a 98, it could happen.
Yes! Boy! He was all over that ramp!
Yeah!
Up next, Val Horgan, Team X-Blade.
As Brink's crew hugs him, Val drops into the vert.
Currently, Team X-Blades is running away with yet another competition. Val Horgan, very comfortable being in first place.
He does various grabs and spins.
In typical form, the huge air.
He grabs his skates and arches back.
Mixing it up, getting very acrobatic.
Val is one of those skaters so comfortable with the spins. Great orientation on the half pipe.
Some difficult tricks, but no coping tricks.
He holds his arms out and looks down at the crowd.
And it's that lack of lip tricks that might have cost him a couple points. Play. He ends with still a high score, a 97.
The round-faced X-Blade drops in and does a cross grab. He hand plants. He scores a 95. Jordy hand plants as he bends his left leg inward and the other leg straight. He cross grabs, then flies into a stalefish. His score reads 96. A skater flips. BJ finishes his run, scoring a 95. Gabriella 360s a well-executed grab. She 540s with a grab and scores a 97.
Another great run for Team Puppin' Suds, but it's not going to be enough. If Ben Kelly from Team G-Force can even pull off a reasonable run, it's going to be G-Force versus X-Blades in the downhill.
Kelly's been nailing it all day.
It ain't over till it's over, right, man?
An older team flips upside down.
Well, that's it for us.
And a great carving 540 over-rotates it, goes down hard all the way down to the flat bottom.
Brink's family winces.
And he's completely off the ramp, not moving.
Being tended right now by the medics.
The crowd observes Ben on the ground.
He rises to his feet. He's okay, getting the support of the crowd. An unfortunate circumstance for Team G-Force, however, an opportunity for Team Puppin' Suds with one skater to go.
What?
Dad, we can win.
We can win, man.
We can win.
All right, Pete, man. That's putting pressure on you.
I know.
Come on, Peter.
All right, Petey.
Come on. Woo! You can do it.
Come on, Peter.
The X-Blades peer at Peter.
Peter Calhoun.
Peter Calhoun is going to need the run of all runs if he's going to bring Team Puppin' Suds to the downhill race.
He performs two grabs.
Starting off with huge amplitude. Everything he does, he's going to try to do well overhead.
Back-to-back airs. Good definition on the grabs. And a huge 720, but lands awfully low.
And with that low landing, he's going to have to pull something incredible.
He does a stalefish.
Here comes a 540.
Peter launches into the air and rotates.
There it is, the incredible trick. An inverted 540 to twist lands up high on the vert.
1.5 full body rotations completely upside down. Beautiful style.
Peter Calhoun mixing it up with spins, huge airs. He could very well be bringing Team Puppin' Suds to the finals.
He dances on the vert deck and points to his buddies. The team hugs Peter.
What a great way to end the Vert Championships. Down to the last run.
It's going to be one skater from Puppin' Suds versus one skater from X-Blades on a treacherous downhill race. Winner takes all.
Later, by a park.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Friendship Bell Downhill. This is the most dangerous course in competition today.
Okay, guys, we did it. We came this far, and I'm not going to let you guys down. You hear me? Just remember one thing, win or lose, skating is what we do, not who we are.
Man, that was like deep. Puppin' Suds, you guys got 1 minute.
Okay, dude, this is it. Good luck. See you at the bottom.
They clasp hands and Brink throws a peace sign. At the start of the course, Val stands by a cameraman.
You know, before I just wanted to beat you, now I'm gonna humiliate you.
You ever hear that winning isn't everything?
Oh, sure. Didn't believe it then. I don't believe it now. And neither do you.
Yeah, I want to win. But no matter what, win or lose, at the end of the day, I'm not you. So it's still a good day.
Val widens his eyes.
Skaters, to your marks!
Val looks to Brink, who locks eyes with him. Brink's fingers twitch.
Get set!
A man lifts a starting pistol. Brink looks ahead. They dart forward, the crowd watching them on a screen.
Come on, buddy!
They crouch, speeding past orange cones. They shoot off separate ramps and both grab to the side.
Skaters just flying down the course neck and neck. This is the section in the course where the top speeds will be reached.
Both totally in a tuck. Whoever could be the most aerodynamic is going to start to pull away.
42 and a half miles per hour. That is a new course record.
They approach a corner. Brink reaches it first, and they wall ride along the side. Seeing Brink take the lead, his teammates and Boomer cheer. The X-Blades deflate. Brink launches off a ramp in a tucked grab. Val follows suit. They pull their bent legs to the side and leap over a flight of steps. They bump down the steps. Brink skids off a sidewalk. Val sails over him. Brink's mom mounts O. Brink grimaces and chases after Val. Jordy clutches Peter in excitement.
Jordy, man, my arm's going numb.
The screen shuts off.
Where'd he go already? There's a blind turn up there. We'll see him in a minute.
Brink catches up to Val, who punches him to the right. Brink dodges course flags in a parked car. Val checks him into a van. Brink pushes forward, trailing Val. They round a corner, and the screen turns on. As the X-Blades cheer, Boomer's face falls.
Is that all you got?
Brink ducks a swipe. Val spins and crashes through a wall of hay bales. Brink turns back. Then he and the camera crew rush to Val.
Let's get a shot of it. Come on. All right. Getting close. Get that camera.
Dude, are you okay?
Val clutches his knee.
Come on, let's get you out of here. Come on, let's go.
Brink offers his hand.
Never did have the brains to finish a race and someone was down.
Guess not.
Val takes it.
That's what I was counting on.
Val pulls Brink to the ground and takes off. Brink goes after him as the camera crew films.
Get it?
Bet I got it all. Let's go!
Val rounds a corner ahead. Brink turns sharply into an alley.
As expected, Val Oregon in the lead.
Brink sails off a ledge.
A huge air out of the alley, coming out of nowhere, and they're back.
Brink's friends and family cheer.
Back to the neck and neck position they've had throughout the race. It's into the tucks.
They zoom down toward the ocean. Val glances back as Brink draws closer. They move down a curving road. Brink closes in on Val.
This is it, a dead sprint. This is all hard. Both skaters totally exhausted.
They glide off ramps and tucked grabs, with Brink edging Val to cross the finish line. Brink hoists Katie up.
Feels great, Dad.
Brink and Ralph embrace as Val watches. Val throws down his helmet and skates away. Brink shares a hug with Gabriella, Peter, and Jordy. Val's teammates come over.
Hey, I didn't know Val would do something like that, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, no, neither.
It's okay, you guys didn't know.
Brink, we need to talk. Listen, Val, he's out. The cheating's a bad thing, man. You're in. You're my man.
Wait, you want me to be the captain of Team X?
You got it. Money, sponsorship. You know how the drill works. Come on, what do you say?
Brink eyes Gabriella, who looks away.
I was on Team X Blades once. It wasn't any fun.
Jimmy wears a baffled look.
I'm sorry, man. I'll see you around.
Brink turns to his team. Yeah! Peter embraces Brink. Brink receives the inline skating trophy and holds it up to the crowd.
Go skaters! Nothing we can't do!
Ralph and Brink's mom cheer. Jordy and Peter lift Brink into the air. He holds the award up high. The bright California sun shines on Brink's beaming face. Fade to black.
And show you own it.
Come on, Brink.
Escape the money, glory, or fame. Soul skaters riding that perfect wave.
Come on, Brink.
Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by K.G. Tang. Logo, Disney Channel. Against a purple background, words sit under a louvered image of a castle. Walt Disney Television, a shooting studio.